On the show today, we have Public Service Credit Union CEO Todd Marksberry and Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer Tansley Stearns talking about the credit union's recent rebranding efforts, turning into Canvas Credit Union and breaking free of that best-kept secret stigma that plagues a lot of credit unions these days. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we are in for a real treat. We have the folks from Public Service Credit Union, CEO Todd Marksberry, and Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer Tansley Stearns. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Good. Awesome. Good. And it's good to see Tansley in another form, I guess, or another position or something. It's,
I hope I'm still in human form.
You are. You'll always be that for sure. And congratulations again on your new position. Todd, you know what a great asset Tansley is, and as well as the folks at Filene and wherever else she's been in her career. She's done a great job. So good on you for bringing her into your shop. So well done, sir. So, and that kind of leads us into our topic for the day. You guys are going through a rebranding effort. I mean, you guys are an 80-year-old credit union going through a refresh, basically. So can you give us a kind of a quick overview on these efforts? You know, what does it consist of? What's the timeline? Todd, Tansley, whoever wants to go first and can dive right in.
Awesome. Well, as you said, we are 80 years in the making and had a big reveal yesterday to our members about who we are becoming, which is Canvas Credit Union. And, you know, I love your question about sort of what's that path been. And it has been, as you might imagine, very grounded in our members and our community and our team members. How do we better describe who we are? You know, for us, this isn't a big sharp left turn about us doing something dramatically different, but how do we express that in a way that helps us to better tell that story and engage more human beings and be able to make that bigger difference for more people in the communities that we serve. So we spent a lot of time trying to better understand how do we tell that story, what would resonate with the communities that we serve, and we were given a lot of great feedback when we got to this name, Canvas, and we've been having a lot of fun sharing that with our team members. In fact, last Friday and Saturday, we spent a really fun time being able to tell them about what the new name's going to be. We spent the last 5 weeks or so with what we're describing as Easter eggs sort of dripping out to them, elements of the brand, and even painted my fingernails orange. Oh. So, but most importantly, really helping them to understand what is this all about and what is it grounded in. And it truly is a very human-centric brand. You know, Todd's been here for about 3 years now, and you know, I'll let him sort of breathe life into his vision for the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
But it truly is about how do we transform the way that people experience financial services, and we want it to be really open and transparent and, you know, not talking in acronyms, and a very different experience than what they'll get from any other financial institution.
Yeah, Todd, that's a great segue to you. I mean, I like what Tansley just said, kind of the human-centric. I mean, how do you guys relating that member experience, making it more human is what we all want to be, right? So, I mean, sure. Having said that, what's your take on all this?
Interestingly, I'll just share just a little bit.
Sure.
I guess Tansley said on this past Friday, June 1st, I celebrated 3 years. And I've been in the industry for 25 years now and spent a good bit of time in Miami and also in Atlanta. And when I got here 3 years ago, this was a great franchise. And it was Public Service Credit Union. We were 77 years old. We were about $1.5 billion in assets. And, you know, that's all great stuff, great resources, great team. But, you know, I quickly had the opportunity to assess, you know, get a lay of the land. And I realized that we had this sleeping giant, if you will.
Ooh.
That we had this great franchise with a team, as we always say, our family, who were just ready to be inspired. We needed a vision. We needed to focus on some really basic things, some blocking and tackling. And then also, part and parcel of that, Michael, I asked the question many, many times. I said, how can we, in this highly competitive financial services market here in Denver, how can we rise above the noise?
Yeah, yeah.
Above all of the other folks that are in the marketplace that we compete with, and we looked at our name and we did some research and did some focus groups, and what we really found is we had a great franchise, but we were the best kept secret in town. How can we essentially activate our brand? And as we went on this journey, we contracted with a partner here in town, and they did a lot of research, and they said, you know what, you really do, based on the feedback, you really do need to do something different. You're in desperate need of refreshing. You have the opportunity, you could change some fonts and some colors and things of your existing brand.
Right.
But what you're going to end up with is with probably new Coke.
Right,
and
right.
You
right.
might not want to do that. Or you guys could really do something exciting and really take a look at a complete rebrand.
Yeah.
And so essentially...
That's the folks from Coca-Cola giving you a call, Todd, saying, hey, new Coke was a good idea.
This is live, right? But yeah, they're saying, stop talking about new Coke. We chose the latter. We chose to really embark upon a new journey. And something that really spoke to the culture that we had been building and have been building over these past 3 years. And so that's what prompted us to make that move and really make a huge change.
So what is the, if you pardon me, just backing up a little bit, what's the new name, color scheme, all that type of, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but new name, color scheme, all that type of stuff. What's the 411 here?
Yeah, so Canvas Credit Union is the new name.
Okay.
And the way that we're describing that right now is Public Service Credit Union becoming Canvas.
Okay.
And the reason for that is we had this huge strategic opportunity to partner with Colorado State University and to have the naming rights for their stadium, which mm-hmm. we're super jazzed about.
Wow.
And as you might imagine, when we had that partnership conversation, they were pretty ready to start telling that story. So our plan was to launch in August. And as we had that opportunity unfold, we said, gosh, we're going to have to say this a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What Coloradans will notice is that we have shared our name, but we are not all the way there yet. So
okay.
Some of our signs are going to continue to say public service, our letterhead, our PowerPoint presentation,
sure.
the things that we need to work through. It'll be through August, but mm-hmm. you know, when you have those moments in time, you want to capture those, and we're really excited about the opportunity with Colorado State as well.
Very cool. So. And not to go too deep into this, but what's the philosophy behind the name?
Yeah, so it really was fun. You know, Todd talked about some of the research, and what we heard from people was so many different ways to interpret Canvas. You know, we heard things like, gosh, it's a blank canvas, and I can imagine painting my life and my picture there at that we help to bring that to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
We even heard things from Coloradans saying, gosh, Canvas feels very much like Colorado and like the environment that I live in. So mm-hmm. what we really loved about it was it wasn't just one answer, but it was all these different moments that people thought, gosh, this can help me bring my financial future to fruition and will help support that.
Indeed, indeed. And Todd, you talked about not being the best kept secret in your neighborhood anymore. And Tansley, we kind of went back and forth in our emails as well about that. How do credit unions, kind of based on your experience and what you guys are experiencing right now, how do we get away, how do we shed that, you know, best kept secret little mantra that we've been hearing all these years? We don't want to be a secret anyway. We want to be out there and doing great things in a very prevalent way. How do we get away from that? And how are you guys doing it?
I think that, you know, it was interesting, Michael, when we had a press conference probably 4 weeks ago mm-hmm. up at Colorado State to talk about that, the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I made the comment in front of everyone there, you know, you can go back to the tape. But I said, you know, this is a great opportunity for us. This is not just, it wasn't just a great day that day. For Public Service Credit Union, you know, new name to be determined at that point. It was a great day, we thought, for all credit unions here in Colorado. I made the statement, I said, you know, for what we're doing in our rebranding, what we're doing in our partnership with Colorado State University, we believe is going to shine a light on all of the amazing things that amazing credit union folks are doing throughout Colorado and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And that this opportunity is not going to just help us, but it we believe will really help all credit unions here in Colorado. And, you know, we believe it's that collaboration. It's really working together, standing, mm-hmm. We say here at Canvas, standing shoulder to shoulder, but also standing shoulder to shoulder with our good friends and family within the credit union community.
Right.
And here in Colorado, we just have unbelievable folks and friends who are doing, as I said, amazing things every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We think this is going to give an opportunity, again, to shine a light on what they're doing as well.
So how are you guys going to do that? How are you guys, because we've talked about, Tansley, we've talked a number of times about telling your story, and we hear this at every conference. Gosh, we got to tell our story. We got to tell it better. How are you guys going to do that? How are you going to tell your story better than ever before?
Yeah, how are you going to do that better than before?
I don't want to put you on the spot.
So one of the critical moments is exactly what happened last Friday and Saturday. I wish that you could have been there with us. You know, we had the opportunity to be right here in Lone Tree where our headquarters are, and we had over 300 people that were there to reveal this name. And to a degree, you would have thought that it was a rock concert. You know,
right on. We like that.
For that energized, you know, when Todd came on stage, you know, it's just, I had the goosebumps because this is people that, this is work, right? And
yeah,
it's credit unions. And can you imagine that people are cheering and screaming? And to me, that's exactly where we will tell the story, right? Because people that work here every single day are going out and saying, I love this place. I love what we do. This is the difference that
yeah,
I make
yeah,
for our
members.
Mm-hmm. So I think it all begins there. And then it is also about, to your point about how do we tell the story, it's about our members. You know, when you think about not just the fact that we give them a home equity loan or that we give them an auto loan or that we open a checking account, but what are the outcomes of that?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
What are the dreams that we help make happen and how do we paint that picture? And for us, the way that we are starting to really think about it is we want people to go live life, right? People don't dream about doing their finances. They don't dream about the credit union as much as I
speak for yourself, Tansley. I was dreaming about that last night. Gosh, my new auto loan. All right.
But we want to take that burden away so that people can go do the amazing things that they do here in Colorado. I'm only 8 weeks in, but I love this state. And we want to enable people to go do those fun things that you do here.
Yeah.
And we'll take care of the finances.
Yep. Yep. Very cool. Very cool. And so how do you see it? Because Todd, you alluded to how not only helping your credit union and your members, but the rest of the, or even helping out the industry in some form or fashion. How do you see that happening? Is it kind of setting a template for other credit unions or an example or scenarios? How do you see that?
All of the above.
Okay.
you know, we've been journeying with this rebranding. You know, I've had, you know, 3 years again, and I've made some incredible friends over 25 years. But the 3 years that I've been here in Colorado, have just met some incredible people, leaders and, mm-hmm. and folks who are serving in their credit unions. And, you know, all along the way, I never looked at it like this is, I'm going to keep this secret. We're going to come up with a competitive advantage over our other credit union friends. You know, I shared with them along the way what we were doing and what we were trying to accomplish and our objectives. And it's just interesting. They've been incredibly supportive and encouraging. Even yesterday as we launched this, and as you know, if you post these new things, we have 232,000 members.
Wow.
And you always have a few folks who don't like, they don't
oh,
like
yeah.
color. They
yeah.
don't like, you know, the name Canvas, whatever the case is. But it was so cool, Michael, yesterday, as all those things were happening, and you tend to take it a little bit personally, and then all your credit union friends from all over the country and here in Colorado are just like, you know, jump into your defense and say, hey, hang in there, we're with you. And I saw some of them yesterday, three CEO friends, Jerry Agnes from Elevations, Doug Ferraro
mm-hmm.
From over at Belco, Mike Williams from Colorado Credit Union, and they were just like, it is the coolest thing that you're doing, man.
Right,
we're behind you. We're excited to see the opportunity and what's going to happen. And I think that's how we you know, again, you stand shoulder to shoulder, you work with one another. Rising tides lift all boats.
Indeed. I like that. I like that a lot. To wrap up here, guys, so what are your goals here? I mean, obviously, you know, when you're doing a rebranding effort, you got to think about audience, you got to think about messaging and all this, but kind of an overview picture. What are your goals? What do you guys want to accomplish short term and then long term?
Well, short term, you know, the very tactical, we literally have a list a mile long of all the different things that we need to make sure now say Canvas. So we're working really hard, talk about shoulder to shoulder,
yeah.
making sure we get through all of that. most importantly, though, we just want to bring everybody along on this ride. We want to make sure that our team members are as passionate as they are. I think that we have accomplished that, but we want to keep them engaged.
Sure.
In fact, we have what we're calling our brand Picassos. We have over 60 individuals that applied and raised their hands.
Oh, cool. What a good idea.
Across the organization to make sure that we tell that story. Mm-hmm. So they'll help us to continue to drive that engagement. And now it's really the good work of making sure that we keep this message going in the community and with our members and help them to really see the possibilities. I mean, ultimately, the goal is we see this vision of the difference that we can make. If we can help you afford life, we want more people to take advantage of that. And as we tell that story, more of that happens. That's the goal.
Okay. And Todd?
What she said. Michael, now you know why we brought Tammy out here, right?
Now, I love it.
I echo what she's saying.
Okay.
We just think that, again, the opportunities are unlimited for us at Canvas Credit Union. The opportunities are unlimited for all of the credit unions, as I said, who are doing amazing things here in Colorado and beyond. And so we would love nothing better than for what we do here with this particular rebrand, for it to activate a movement across the country for credit unions.
Yeah, no doubt.
To just see folks really get out there and do some exciting things, and again, to just tell the story of how credit unions are helping people afford life.
Indeed, indeed. I love stories like that. I love kind of rebranding, refresh stories. It's not just, I mean, today it's not just slapping a new logo on the side of the building or something like that. Now there's website, there's social media, there's partnering with local sports entities, all sorts of stuff that are involved in it. And it sounds like it's a blast as well. It sounds like it's so much fun too, at the same time as it's a lot of work. But congratulations on your success so far. We'll look forward, maybe we'll check in down the road and see how it's going. See, like 6 months or so,
absolutely.
See what the feedback is and all that type of stuff. And then we can proceed from there. It'll be fun. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Michael, thanks so much.
Anytime, guys. Anytime. Well done.